Now, I know you have something special, so I'll give the floor to you.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
I might just put a bit of music in the background as well.
Darren, in life, you get to meet many people, and you and I are very fortunate to meet many people. In my 66 years of living on this earth, I've met many, many people. People who have inspired me, people who have challenged me, people who have annoyed me, people who have done a whole range of things to make me the person I am. Unfortunately, on Monday of this week, a very, very good friend of mine and a very, very good community member, Don Steen, passed away. And I use those terms, passed away, in a very narrow sense, because Don will never pass away. I was fortunate, Don turned 90 recently, and I was fortunate to see Don just before Christmas, and he was sick. There's no question about that. Time had come in his life when he was at that stage. And I remember sitting there with Shirley, his wife, and my condolences to Shirley and to the family and wider family, grandchildren, that he said to me, Jim, my body's gone on me. This is a 90-year-old man who's very sick, and he knew he was sick. He knew his time was up, and he said that. He said, my body's gone on me. I want to go, but my brain is so active. And he was telling me things sitting there that he was still in business if he was a 40-year-old person. But more importantly, what Don was telling me is the things that he wanted to leave. He made decisions about leaving a legacy, CMO, to Rotary. And I look at all the things that he has won, if you like to use that term, or been recognised for his work. You know, the Emerald Contemporary Rotary International, Multi-Diamond Paris Paul Harris Awards. It goes on and on and on. And, of course, his AM, for his devotion to community and the work that he did. Being president of, you know, the Civil Contractors Association. Everyone I talked to loved Don. He was tough. You've got to remember, he grew up in the Depression. But he was tough in the sense that he only knew two things. It was either right or wrong. And he would stick by his principles. And we know that from his stoush, if you like, with Stamp Duty New South Wales and commissioners on dry and wet hire stuff. So I just want to say thank you, Don, and to the family and to Shirley and everyone else that allowed Don to be the person he was. He never, ever forgot those who needed things. And his legacy will continue and continue. And this morning on Spotlight, Darren, we say thank you to a man who will never, ever be forgotten. And the song playing in the background is Slim Dusty, one of his favourites. And again, Don, we love you and thank you for what you've done for our community. You'll never be forgotten.